This year marks RNIB's 150th anniversary. To celebrate, we've been asking the blind and partially sighted community for their stories and experiences of sight loss. We will be sharing these stories over the coming months to document the changes we've seen in the last 150 years. Today we look at RNIB and Braille. RNIB has a long history with Braille. One of the main aims of Thomas Armitage, our founder, was to improve literature for blind and partially sighted people. 2 years after RNIB was founded, Braille was adopted as the main embossed type standard for people with sight loss, and we published the UK's first key to the Braille alphabet. A key to Braille music notation was also published 60 years before the official code for Braille music was developed. Our first Braille magazine, Progress, began publishing in April 1871 and is still being printed today. We developed our first Arabic Braille code in 1889 and in 1893 released the first dictionary of Braille contractions. We even worked with publishers of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, ensuring a Braille edition was published at the same time as the standard print version. If you're interested in sharing your story, please complete the submission at www.rnib.org.uk/150stories.